Where are you? There you go.
What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Crates tonight?
In the House of Crates tonight, we have Mr. Dan Mambiella, and he's going to be talking to us about Under God. It's a book that he's got on Zoop and that he's looking to get funded. That's coming up next.
Let's get it.
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Just the craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to catch the craze. If you are an independent, catch the craze! Making moves on your own, catch the craze! On your grind in the streets, catch the craze! Join the movement, catch the craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now, you know you want to do it. Catch the craze. Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Farrah, and I am with
George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We are live tonight. It is Tuesday, May 10th, and we have a guest on the show that has a crowdfunding campaign, but it's not like on the ones that you would know. It's not on Kickstarter. It's not on Indiegogo. This one is on Zoop, and if you don't know about Zoop, you better ask somebody. He's coming up next. His name is Dan Mambiella, and the book is Under God, which sounds very interesting. Just really quick, a young woman's mission of mercy turns deadly as she learns her role in the oppression of those she meant to aid. It's a 44-page book, and he's going to be talking to us about that coming up next. But if you haven't done so yet and you stumbled upon our channel, you're like, what the heck is this? Subscribe. Find out. Subscribe. Like, comment, hit that bell on the upper, I think it's on the upper right-hand corner. On, you know, I haven't set reminders in a minute, but make sure that you do, because we go live periodically during the week. And then we also have a show on Fridays that we air every Friday, Catch the Craze. We also have a show on Thursdays that we air on The Morning Brew at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Morning Brew with the Crazy Crew. Yeah. But what's going on with you, Sammy? What you doing over there in good old TX?
What's going on? What am I doing over here? Besides playing hide and go seek with my dogs, driving my wife nuts. She hates it because I have one that's a barker. I have one that's a barker. So when it's playing hide and seek, he's like, rah, 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 right?
And it's a little dog, right? So yeah, the bark's a little louder.
Yes, yeah, it's always the liquor. What's up, Johnny boy into his ass?
Johnny, what up?
Yeah, so I play hide and seek every night. It's a tradition, right? So two things happen. Number one, I take my dogs out into the yard. They love the yard. It's a big yard. And so my shepherd Afghan wolfhound mix, she loves it because when I get we're separated, right? So you have pavement, then you have grass, right? Okay. So they're watching me. Like, they're watching my every step to see, is he going to touch the grass? Is he going to touch the grass? Because they know when it's touched the grass, it's game time. So they're watching slowly, and they're creeping and they're creeping. As soon as I touch the grass, they all start running because they know it's playing tag. Catch them. So they catch me. I run around the shed. I go running around. They're making all this noise. I'm laughing like a little schoolboy. The neighbors probably think I'm nuts. All you hear is Sam go, and the dogs are chasing me everywhere. And he's like, rah, 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 rah. My wife's like, please stop making noise. You're embarrassing me. I was like, oh, what the hell? That's why we moved out here. I don't want to hear it. And So then at night, before we go to bed, it's turn off the lights and play hide and seek.
Oh my God.
Sorry. It's part of what we do. And then this studio is their clubhouse. You can see one of the beds over here on this side. The moment I say, "Are you guys ready?" they bolt upstairs, like, "Oh, go to the clubhouse." And they go run upstairs and they all have their beds in different sections of my office. and they just cop squats and they hear the whole, it's crazy. It's like, it's my squad.
It's that's the squad goals, kid. Squad goals.
Oh, what's up, Ray Felix in the house? Ray. Another stranger.
It's the dream episode. What up, dog? How you doing? Hey, listen, Ray, did you ever launch that thing? Let us know. Seriously, that's crazy to me. That
he's still pending status.
Bro, what is going on, though? You have to write a letter.
He lost.
Talk to somebody. Right? This is a conspiracy, right?
He hit the international button.
C-O-N. But that's crazy, man. Listen, man, they say dogs are, you know, the man's best friend, and it's not a lie. These little guys,
oh, that's no bueno.
It still doesn't work. What the heck, bro? Sam acting up in Texas.
Yes. Oh, wow. I just got duty and my son loves it. Thank you, brother. Holla. Yay.
Duty. Speaking of duty, duty is being launched once again at the end of this month.
May 31st.
Are you guys ready for the launch? Have you signed up to the page?
Have you signed up for the launch?
That's right. The link is in the summary. Show notes. Yes. So make sure that you go down there and sign up, because then you'll know when it goes live. We're going to have a Kickstarter special. I try to call Kickstarter. Damn, dog.
He got the postcard. Oh, look at that.
New York. I think New York, that thing hit New York quick.
Everybody in New York is getting it. Where's what's his name? Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
New York, Jersey.
Yeah, the grassroots. No, but isn't Dustin Bruno? Wasn't he somewhere? Where is he?
Oh,
like,
that's right. Dustin is, where is Dustin? Dustin,
he's somewhere out here.
Yeah. So they got they got there quick. I'm saying, he obviously got
it. He went out Friday.
People in New York grabbed. Hey, good old USPS, man. USPS. We talk a lot of trash about them, but yes. I'm going to get duty. Yes, I get dutified.
So, if you do come back and back the second campaign and you were a physical backer of number one and you're coming back as a physical backer to number two, you're going to get this free magnet in your box with your order. This is a duty magnet with super duty and the diabolical eagle maniac overlord nemesis poo-poo in the background. So, yes. So, if you back both campaigns physically, you'll get this. If you backed it digitally, you'll get a desktop wallpaper for your desktop. But also, if you back George's Wonder Duck and you didn't back issue number one of this name in my toilet, but you back Wonder Duck and you come back and back issue this campaign on May 31st, you also get this. So there's something for the new backer who backs both campaigns of each. So
Woo, it's been quite a few days. It's been quite a few days here. What's behind door number three? There's a lot going on here at Catch the Craze. We launched The Adventures of Wonder Duck last Wednesday.
Quack McDougal, yes.
Oh, dude, we've launched last Wednesday, the 4th. We're 6 days in. The campaign was funded, got Project We Love. Stretch goal has been unlocked, so you'll get.
I didn't even get Project We Think About.
No, well, it's the same. It's not about you right now. Let's take it
it's
easy.
Always about me.
We gave you your shine. You know what I mean? But yeah, no. Listen, that was big, dude.
I predicted it.
And the thing is, you don't know how you get it. Like, it really, you don't know how it. You know, who decides or what they decide, but
it's the dreamer. I guarantee you, whoever puts that button was somebody he dated in his past.
Oh, wow. You're saying it had nothing to do with how pretty my campaign looks.
No, man, jerk. It's because your name's a dreamer.
No, listen, guys, if you haven't done so yet, please check out the show notes, go to the campaign, pledge to The Adventures of Wonder Duck. I have a lot of really cool stuff. that's what's behind door number three. Does Wonder Duck eat Wonder Bread?
I have a good Wonder Bread story too.
Oh, nice. but yes, so make sure that you guys do that. I obviously, there's been a lot of things. Well, actually, we got two things. No, one thing unlocked. We're waiting for yours to get unlocked, Sam.
That's right.
your piece that you did for the campaign, yes, which is an homage cover to it's a Superman homage cover.
It's Superman homage cover.
That's when you get unlocked. We already unlocked one of the prints. So make sure that you go on there. I have three versions of the cover. We have the homage cover for Wonder Duck. We have the cover that comes with the book, and then the cover that I did for the Adventures of Wonder Duck. So everything, I'm getting everything in. You know, a lot of people have signed up, and thank you so much for those who signed up who actually pledged. This will be included in your package, yes, when you pledge. So if you have signed up and you haven't done so yet, this is waiting for you. Make sure you you pledge to the campaign.
Yeah, so you want to unlock that print right there by none other than a fantabulous artist, Sam the Crazy Man Vera. So go ahead and pledge and unlock that bad boy right there, because it is fuego.
Yes, yes. Unlock it today. We are close. We're about $800 and something. I say close.
$800.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate you, my brother. But yeah, everything is in the show notes. And what's your Wonder Bread story?
My Wonder Bread story. Okay.
Yeah, talk to me.
So, I'm sorry.
I thought you froze, bro.
I'm getting DMs left and right. So, but my Wonder Bread story, when I was a kid, so I loved Wonder Bread, and I love Wonder Bread with butter, right? And I just like Wonder butter Bread. Spread. Oh, so anyway, so I thought I loved it more than anybody until my cousin Carlito came over. Carlito! And right? So Carlito comes over, we were both in the fifth grade. And so, you know, my mom, you know, she did her groceries, right? And so she knows, because my mom has three boys. So whenever she went to go get bread, she get three loaves of bread. Well, in one sitting, me and Carlito ate the whole Wonder Bread loaf, the large loaf with butter. We just had the butter, and we just like, you know, the metabolism when you're young, you can eat anything and it just burns right through you. I ate that now, and next you know, I got another love handle I didn't know I had, right? Wow. So it's like, but yeah, so that was the story. We sat there, my mom came home, he's like, "Where's the loaf?" It was like, we hate it.
That's how you do. We used to toast that bad boy, old school, on a pan with some butter, just toast it.
Oh, Wonder Bread, another good snack with Wonder Bread was iceberg lettuce, crispy iceberg lettuce, on toasted Wonder Bread with mayo. That was it. And I just, and oh man, I loved it.
Poor man sandwiches.
Yes, it was straight up from the ghetto. That's how we did it.
Straight up ghetto, son. Straight up ghetto. Oh man. But geez.
My mother, I should make butter sandwiches or something.
Honey, damn. Okay.
See, he had that extra. She got that extra money for the honey. We can only afford the butter. I'm just saying. Yo, those are the days. I loved Wonder
Simple
Bread.
Simple times.
Bro. I know. Now, when you eat bread at this, you know, as you get older, when you eat bread, as soon as you take a bite, you gain 5 pounds. I'm like, what the hell did this come from? Right, I'm like, no shit. Joke. I just fit in those pants yesterday. I can't fit it in today. This doesn't make any sense.
I love me some white bread, man. That stuff is fuego. Fuego.
You remember know what's also
fuego? Bam!
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Oh man, Hector Rodriguez! Big shout out to Hector Rodriguez.
Yeah, Hector did a good job.
Lee, they killed it with this piece. This is for those who like that, you know, mature audiences. But yeah, no, definitely. If you guys pledge while we're on the show right now, I'll send one of these pieces and add it to your pledge. So do your thing. But I'm sorry, Sam. Go ahead, man.
He said, "What about ketchup, salt, and pepper soup?"
Wow. Easy.
Oh, speaking of Hector, there he is. We just talked about him.
What up?
His ears were burning. Grilled cheese with Wonder Bread, but not the non-melting government. No, bro, you gotta have the government cheese when you have the Wonder Bread. I'm telling you.
I'm not a big cheese person either, bro.
So I don't want to hear
it. I'm down with the grilled cheese, but not that melty stuff. I agree.
100%. Don't break on the cheese. Nah. You take about an inch thick of the government cheese, you cut it because you get the big blocks.
The white cheese.
No, the yellow cheese. You didn't stick. But well, back in the days when I was a kid,
the white cheese.
I mean, that's when we had the microwaves and there was a size of like a 42. It was like a big old box. So you take an inch slice and you put it right on top of one slice of Wonder Bread and you put it in the microwave and you let that damn thing boil. And then where the center is bubbling, but on the edges is crispy all over the plate and it's getting hard and crispy. And then you just and you chew on the edges, but then you dip the bread into. Oh,
this kid was starting fires. You were starting fires in the hood, bro.
Yo, when my aunt used to come home with the government cheese, yo, it was, I don't care if we were playing basketball. I don't care what was happening outside. I was like, I'm home. Let's get the cheese.
Oh my God. Did you put cubes of cheese in your coffee? Wow, now that's different.
Aurelis in the house.
What up, Aurelis?
Cheese in your coffee.
She said, did you put cubes of cheese in your coffee? Never.
In your coffee? That's disgusting.
I've never done that.
No, I never put cubes.
If you use government cheese, you're going to need a blowtorch.
Yo, it was the best.
Oh, throwbacks.
No, remember in elementary school, he says, what about the no frills cheese with Buster's coffee? Never heard of it.
Bustelo.
Remember elementary school? It was grilled cheese day, and it would come in the plastic bag, and it's like it's hot and steamy, you know, and you pop open that bag, and I would trade people. I would give them whatever. I give them my dessert for the grilled cheese. I was like, come on, give me a cheese. I was like, yo.
Wow. In hot chocolate. Wow. Yeah, you listen, there's so many ways. Super Ricardo style. What Puerto Rican style? Ray, what?
I don't know, bro. This guy comes from left field.
Listen, Dan is in the green room. He's about to leave. He's like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Dan's having a blast. Dan agrees with me with the cheese. I'm just telling you. Those were the days, bro. Those were the days.
Oh man, but listen, guys, we do have a guest on the show.
We do have a guest,
Dan Membiela, and he's going to be talking to us about a book called Under God on Zoop. It's a crowdfunding platform called Zoop. So check that out, and we're going to have him in coming up next. What you got?
I'm going to remind everybody about my little buddy Dudarius Uranius coming soon.
A green guy.
So here's a little commercial break, and we come back. We're bringing Dan in the room.
Hi, I'm Samuel, and I'm the creator of There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2, coming to Kickstarter. I'm so excited about this series. It's filled with variant covers, homage covers, and not only that, you get the guidebook, you can get the coloring book, and also the back issue variant covers from issue 1 if you missed that one. But not only that, I'm excited about the activity book. This one is filled with how to draw duty characters, puzzles, mazes, trivia questions, and so much more. But that's not all. I'm introducing volume 2 of the trading card game. And this one has the element cards, the level 1 cards, the villain cards, the hero cards, and so much more. But then you can also get the stickers. If you missed out on the sticker pack, here's your chance to get as many stickers as you want of some of the most adorable characters from the book. I'm so excited over the years that I've received so many critic reviews, especially the newest one from Mary Dumas from Pop Culture Place, who purchased 5 copies for her store, and she recommends it to every parent that comes along. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you, Mary. So, I hope that you all come back and support There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2. And for all you physical backers that backed us on issue 1, and you're coming back for issue 2, I have a special gift for you. This amazing refrigerator magnet of Super Duty, as he does battle against the diabolical egomaniac overlord nemesis, Poo Poo. And that's my way of just saying thank you to every one of you. So if you haven't done so already, please sign up. And when we go live, make sure you pledge. I appreciate every one of you. Have a great day.
What's up, Dan? Welcome to the craze.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Can I please say my government cheese story?
Yes.
Because it was, I mean, it sounds like everyone is familiar with government cheese, but if you're not familiar with government cheese as a first generation Cuban American, I was very familiar with government cheese. It was like imagine one slice of Kraft single. But then, like, it extruded out like just a big
old block
rectangle, and then it came in a box, stamped like serial codes, like it looked like a Raiders of the Lost Ark warehouse kind of box, like. But then
it was like a gold brick,
one long thing. Okay, wait, and then a bread thing. Like when you were kids, did you get, were there like flautas de pan in your house, like baguettes, like the Cuban? We had Cuban bread, which was like a baguette, and then the thing to do as a Cuban little kid is with your little kid arm is break off the tip, but then we would burrow through, like, so we wouldn't eat any of the crusty part, we would burrow through and take
the soft part
and nice. Then people would come and break it open and be like, oh, ¿qué pasa? What's going on here? It's like, I mean, they would say worse than that. They wouldn't
I
say
love it.
love it.
So, yeah, so there you go. Those are that's I was, you guys were talking, I was like, oh, put me on. I want to talk about God and the cheese. Put
that's amazing.
I'll come back and talk about Under God later. Let's talk about
So, welcome, Ben Membiela. So I said it right. Membiela.
No, the pronunciation is so good. All so
right.
Good.
All right. So excellent. Big shout out to you, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We got the fact that you're a Cuban American, right? We got that out of the way. Where did you grow up?
Miami. So I was born in Miami. My parents came to Miami in the 60s. I was born there, and I'm in Michigan now, but we didn't move to Michigan till about I think it was 2003.
Sweet. Are you fluent in Spanish and English?
Claro que sí.
All right, Dan.
So all if right. We want to do a part, si, vamos a hacer una parte en español.
Wow, look at you.
You want to do some in Spanish?
We'll break it. Well, no, Sam couldn't join in the fun. So
I'll understand
everything you say. when it comes out.
Just talk about pan con mantequilla.
Pan con mantequilla. I'll be like, what? Pan con mantequilla. I know pan con mantequilla.
My step is café con leche. That's it.
Café con leche.
Café con leche, por favor.
Every Caribbean little kid goes to bed after having a huge latte, right? Like that was like a very common thing. Like here's a big espresso and milk. Now go to bed.
Isn't that crazy, dude? I was drinking coffee when I was a little kid. Like I did, like even like in, because I'm from Ecuador, so like I was eating that. I was drinking that café con leche, but like with the warm milk. Like you know, they would put the warm milk and throw it in there, and I was doing that all the way. Sam just keeps saying, "Okay,
okay."
Oh, that's amazing!
Yeah, that's they hook you early because then you see your parents with the cafecito at the end, and then every little kid is like, "Oh, you want to try? You want to try?" But then that's your hook there.
But let me tell you something: Cuban coffee, something else, though.
You said Bustelo. I was like, "Put
Bustelo,
me on."
That's what I got in the kitchen, bro.
Yeah. I was like, "Why am I not on this part Cuban of the show?"
When you talk about Cuban coffee in a cup this big, bro, and like, bro, that is the strongest. I remember going to Miami and having a Cuban coffee. Okay, un cubano, right? Well, okay, let's do it. Yo, I'm like, where's the rest of the coffee, bro? Just drink that. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
I was like,
good.
What?
No joke.
That was enough.
You know the colada, like the big, like they give you the little cups and then they give you a big glass of it, the colada. My dad used to just drink right from that.
Yeah. Jesus. Holy cow, bro.
That's when the addiction is, you know,
as high as
possible.
Heavy duty.
Well, that's how when I was a kid, my grandmother used to give us black coffee with like 4 scoops of sugar. Yeah. It was all black Bustelo. And that was what she would give us.
To calm you down to go to bed.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I love the chat. The chat is live right now. Like, Bustelo, Bustelo.
Bustelo, of course, man. Excellent. I'm glad that I got to say my government cheese story.
This is the only place. Dude, this is probably the only place you would have been able to tell that story, Dan. This is it.
Yeah. And it was not my tia, it was my abuela that would bring the block of government cheese.
Oh, that is. You know, it's funny because it was my mom's sister who would bring it over. Because my mom, she refused. Like she was raising 4 kids on her own, and she was going to fight the good fight no matter what. My aunt, she's like, I'm not proud. I'm good. I'm getting my government. And so I used to want to always go over to my aunt's house. So I was like, can I go over there, please?
I don't want to be here. Oh man! Hey, big shout out, real quick, guys. Big shout out to Ray Felix who just pledged to my campaign.
I saw that. Congrats.
Thank you so much. But then, let's talk a little business. We've had fun. Let's talk a little business here.
Yes.
Dan Membiela, you have a book called Under God. I love the tagline you have here. A young woman's mission of mercy turns deadly as she learns her role in the oppression of those she meant to aid. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes.
About the book there.
Well let's talk about business. The first order of business is Sam and George, thank you very, very much for creating this space and letting me come on and be part of this space that you made. So I am very, very appreciative
You're
of
welcome,
that. So thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Under God is a 44-page self-contained story. Everything that you need is within that cover. It is what happens when your beliefs and your values are in conflict. Under God is what happens. It's about the weaponization of religion. It is about taking far-right talking points to it seems like an absurd conclusion, but sadly there are elected officials saying saying things that line up with what's in the book. I've tweeted multiple times, can reality just keep it together long enough for my fictional comic to come out and be fake instead of like, oh yeah, well, they're already doing that in, you know,
hey, is this a biography? What is this?
This is fake. This isn't real. The real one's over in whatever. So,
oh, that's incredible. So, that's interesting, man. So, what led to this story?
So, and I want to be clear, because I think like when I mentioned, like, you know, because it's like a theocracy, and I think that may be a turnoff to some people. And mm-hmm. Under God is told in a small, intimate, it's in that world, but it's not about, like, you know, you're not going to see like Senate hearings and voting on things. It's told in an intimate story between people who live in that world and, and the conflict that's between them. Yeah. So
those are the best stories. Those are the best stories. I love stories like that.
Yeah. And they're great ones that are big also, but I feel mm-hmm. like that might scare someone. Like, I'm not ready to hear this guy tell me about religion for 44 pages. Like, that's not what this story is at all.
You know what, then, living in New York, like a story like that reminds me of like going to see a Broadway show and they're telling you this story within the confines of that stage. And so they keep it small. They don't make it any bigger than that. And what you're describing almost sounds like an intimate, just at like on a stage, telling us a 44 page story about this world and what happens within this world in that amount of time. So it's interesting that you were able to put it together in 44 pages. So tell us a little bit about your writing process and, you know, obviously how you came up with the story.
Yeah. So the story really came up with, I have this other comic called Good Agent, and a lot of my work really deals with things that I see in the world that, you know, I've said a friend of mine was making fun of me, or, you know, busting my chops, and I've tweeted it before because I think it's actually a good point. Like, your art should be your manifesto. Like, the things that, you know, when you hear manifesto, you think like, oh, you know, like the Unabomber had a manifesto. Like,
there's a negative connotation.
Yeah,
to the word,
it's a pejorative term, but in really a manifesto is just you stating the things that are your position, and your art should always be stating the things that are your position. Yeah. So, Under God is dealing with, you know, I'm Catholic. I was brought up in a Catholic house. I still remain Catholic, but I guess I must be a progressive Catholic because I see people doing things that they seem to go, you know, very much against the very basics of what I was taught as a small kid, what this is all about. So, and then again, that whole concept of, you know, in a comic book, you can, if you have someone whose beliefs and values are in conflict, like, whoa, they got to resolve it. But in the real world, people, you can believe one thing and say that you support something else and then do a third, you can do whatever you want and then make $1 million and be super popular and life turns out great for you, but you're just a walking conflict of things. Like, so, but in a comic book, you know, we draw a line and we say like, no, you got to choose which one are you going to choose? Yeah. So she has to choose in this story. So it's really just, you know, like all of my work, it's processing like social issues. So I really hope it resounds with people. It resonates with people.
Yeah, it's what you mentioned, that you said progressive Catholic, and I feel the same way. I'm you know, again, coming from a Hispanic household, you know, I was born into a, you know, the Catholic religion. That's just, you know what I mean? But I think that as you get older, obviously for me, I believe in just be a good person, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Aside from all of that stuff, just be a good person. I love the t-shirt you're wearing right now, you know, like progressive Catholic. Like, that's totally something that people will be like, hey, what are you wearing that shirt? Nah, boo. That's exactly what it is.
And I've been tweeting it as a tagline for the book also, which it deals with, you know, that's one of the values is what you do for the least of your my brothers and sisters, you do for me. So But where is that in the real world? You know, everyone's saying that they love this guy, but then, well, he said that. Well, where are these examples?
Like, I got you. Yeah,
it's often not there. I mean, I'm not saying it's always not there, but
right.
Sadly, a lot of times when it really counts, it's not there. So
I hear that. So now you're on Zoop, which is a crowdfunding platform. Most people, maybe they're familiar. And we do these shows all the time. We talk about Kickstarters. We talk, you know, we have things coming up on Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And you know, and Indiegogo. Why did you decide to go to Zoop? Have you done in Kickstarter before, or like?
No. So my campaign went live today, and you know the anxiety is through the roof. You know, this is my very first crowdfunding project ever. So I was all set to go through Kickstarter. That was the plan when I was working on my early pages of Under God. It was Kickstarter. I actually watched a bunch of, in the messaging that I'm doing for Zoop, I watched Kickstarter videos from Kickstarter, and they had really good tips. So I'm using their tips in my messaging for Zoop because they were just good, very, very good language and good information. But then they came out with this blockchain decision that they're moving to the blockchain. And I'm, you know, everyone has to make their own decisions. I'm very much against crypto, and blockchain is the backbone of crypto. And there's all kinds of, well, we don't know what they're doing. Like, yeah, we don't know what they're doing because they haven't told anyone what they're doing. But to me, I see it seems very clear that they're trying to get on a crypto-friendly platform. So I'm, until they come out and say, oh no, look, it's just to keep our HR records and it doesn't affect anything, you know, but they should come out and say that. Like instead they're saying we're evaluating all these things. Like, all right, it sounds to me like you're evaluating crypto is what it sounds like to me. But so personally, I'm very much against that. So I went and other people reacted the same way when that announcement happened and people were scrambling. And I had ordered, so Zoop at that point was like a concierge service. So they were like just for big name books. And there was a John Paul Leon artist edition that they did, and I had ordered that. So I thought like, oh, what about Zoop? Are they doing anything? And other people asked that, and they responded right away like, we're not set up right now to do it. But within a week or 10 days, they pivoted and they said, okay, indie creators, we're ready. Start sending us your stuff. And I was like, you know, just like your show and the other people who have shows, like you're seeing a need and you're filling it. Zoop did the exact same thing. They were like, the people need this. All right, let's do it. Let's turn it around and let's make it happen. So I have to respect that, especially when I was worried, like, where am I going to take my product to? So I'm Zoop or bust with, with under God.
Is Zoop also one of the you know, Is it a fixed campaign like they call it, or is it a flexible campaign where like if you don't make your $1,000 you don't get anything, or is it a thing of like, hey, whatever you make you can take?
So like Indiegogo I think is flexible.
Indiegogo,
right?
Does, yeah, they have both, but yeah, they do have a flexible.
I thought they were all that. No, yeah. Zoop is if it's not funded. It's not funded.
Oh, it's all or nothing. Yeah. Gotcha. So you are. Let's see. So you're 31 days left. You have $1,000 goal. So tell us a little bit about the campaign. What can we expect here on the campaign?
So I realize that unlike in my household where I'm very, very well known, that in the broader indie comic community, I am a unknown quantity completely. So I wanted to set everything just as very low and as modest as possible. My goal is to really just have this artwork, this creation be made physical and sent to people to enjoy, you know. And it's not just a matter of covering the printing fees, which is huge, but also that it's like a pre-order system. So it's a way to build an audience versus, you know, I save up or take a loan and print my things. And then now what? Like now I got to start finding what my audience is for this thing. The Zoop campaign, you know, I mean, I guess all crowdfunding campaigns create an audience in part. So it's all modest. And like I said, I have a comic on Comixology, Good Agent, and I have 7 issues of that out. And I really think that I've learned a lot and been improving with doing those 7 issues. So again, the thing that I hope resonates with people is Under God is my very best looking, nicest product, 44 pages, and you're getting it at like dollar store prices. Like a $5 PDF, $8 imprint copy. And then I don't have a lot of other bells and whistles. I have a head sketch level, I have a retailer level, and then I have like a little add-on that's the PDFs of my other comic. And then a really nice add-on is one page where you get drawn into all 3 panels of that page. and then you get the actual 11 by 17 ink page, the real page.
Wow.
So and then I have like I have four left, $100 11 by 17 commissions. So
That's awesome, dude. Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep it simple.
Yeah, no. So the retailer pack. So that's going out to any retailers who are watching the show who are interested in having some indie comics in their stores. Tell them what the retailers get under that under God retailer packs.
So again, just in keeping it simple, it's a 5-pack of Under God, the printed copy, at 35% off the single issue price. Okay. So I think at 35% off, yeah, there's going to be a shipping charge, but I still think that then pricing it at, they don't need to be priced at the $8 that I have them priced at, but even pricing them at the $8, I think many stores would still get the discount that they're getting from previews. So
absolutely.
I mean, unless they're huge stores and they're getting like at least in the olden days, they're getting they're getting like 50%.
And then you're the writer. Do you also do the artwork, or do you have an artist? You do it all.
Any part that is upsetting about this comic, I'm the person to complain to. I did all of it. If you don't like the lettering, come right. The buck stops right here.
I'm the guy. Oh
any
wow!
Part you don't like.
So it's a one-man show. You are literally doing it all, 44 pages, and you're doing – now, is it finished? Is it complete, or are you still working on it?
I have 2 pages of initial art still to finish, and then I still have to do all the lettering and the digital effects, like their screen tone and things like that I add in. But, I mean, I still have a month of the campaign to go to finish that. So I'm certain – I have a September 1st fulfillment date, now I'm going to say it. I'm going to jinx myself. You know, I said it with that concept of like, you know, under promise and over deliver.
So
I originally had it as August 1st. So then I was like, no, I'm going to set it September 1st and then blow everyone's mind.
You know what it is? You're also at the mercy of printers, right? And and all this other stuff. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
True. I'm very fortunate that Comics Wellspring is here in Michigan.
Oh, dude. Oh, right. Yeah, so, that's next. You can pick up your books, bro.
That's exactly what we're doing. I already told my wife, like, okay, well, we're taking that day off when the books are ready. Dude. We're going to go over to that side of the state. I saw that there's some comic shops, some bars. We'll just hang out.
And you know what? It's so awesome of Comics Wellspring that they have that option where you can actually go pick it up. I think Koblamis in Florida, and I think you can do that in Koblam as well. But the fact that you can actually just go and pick up your books and avoid the shipping, because shipping – man, listen.
It was 200-something bucks or something.
Dude, oh my God. And you have a 44-page book, so those things get heavy quick. You know?
So
good for you. Nah, that's awesome, man. That's really, really awesome. And what do we have here, Sam? Is that a video?
I think that's a how long is this trailer?
Oh, I think it's less than – it's definitely less than a minute.
All right, hold on.
All right, you want to pop that in there? You got to make sure the sound's on. I paid for some good music there. Is it? I paid for that music. That's licensed, man. That's licensed. Right. I'm spending license money here.
All right, here we go. I like the style of artwork, man. It's very like comic strip, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it looks like you draw. How fast are you? Are you a quick artist? Like,
sadly, I'm not a quick artist.
Are you doing
it digitally? I'm working on it.
You're not doing it digitally though. It's traditional, right?
Oh no. When I hit Control N, I tape a new piece of paper down to a board. Not digital. Not digital. And then awesome, I take my pages over to Kinko's and get them scanned.
Scan the bad boys in? Okay.
Old school.
Old school. So but the lettering is digital. Or you
the
also
lettering is digital. Okay. The screen tone is digital. The borders, for some reason, I just think they're more consistent and uniform when I do them digitally. Gotcha. So my pages have no borders. It's just the erased.
Also, you come in there after the fact, and then you start adding the boxes.
True. Yep.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, this looks cool, man. So this is how many pages you have here previewing?
I think it's five or six pages there of preview.
And so what's going on? Set us up with this scene.
So it's actually a jump there because I wanted to put some exciting action pages. So those first three pages are the beginning of a ceremony. So, you know, in the little tagline, she finds out her role in the oppression of the people she meant to aid. So they're inside the wall. They're on the chill side of the wall around America. Gotcha. And so because America now has got their big beautiful walls built.
That's the wall.
And they're God-fearing people, so they value charity. So as a very special ceremony on almsgiving day, they go and give alms to the poor on the other side of the wall. Mm-hmm. So this group of very high achieving graduates are selected to be part of this ceremony, and that's them getting ready. And then they see this priest character gives them these masks to wear with a question mark, mm-hmm. because in the let's get biblical, guys, on the Sermon on the Mount, where the Beatitudes happened, they say that line that was in the clip there, that when you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving can be done in secret. So they wear these masks so no one knows who's giving what, who's giving the charity. Like, it's done totally anonymously.
Right.
But then then something bad happens and she doesn't get to go back with the rest of the caravan. She gets stuck with these like rebels there that she's, and then guards, police come to try to rescue her, and that doesn't work out real good. Mm. So it's
just all hell breaks loose.
Yes, 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 yes. That one lady gets shot there.
Jeez, yeah, man.
No bueno.
Wow, so you have commissions, head sketches.
Yeah, so I have a little sample of what an 11x17 commission from me would look like.
Gotcha.
And the old school Moon Knight there coming out of his hot tub.
Old school.
Yeah, and then there's a head sketch, and then the way that I have the cover to Under God designed, the back cover is going to be almost completely black. There'll be just some white text on it, a little bit. So you see, there's that little Miles drawing. I'll be able to do head sketches in white on the black,
gotcha.
On the back cover, and then the front cover has white, so I can do traditional head sketches on that or on the inside.
Cool.
And then that's the page that the person would get drawn into all three panels of that page.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
All right. Look at that. Yeah, that's good. It's your timeline. They have stretch goals as well.
Yeah. So my stretch goal, which I mean, you know, at this point, let's make the goal,
right?
Let's make the first goal. But if I would love it if we could get to the stretch goal, because the stretch goal is 44 pages wasn't enough with Comics Wellspring to get a square binding. What I'm going to do is add all my concept art pages to it to bump it up to 60. Okay. And then of course the square binding costs more, but then every physical copy will be a square bound copy.
Gotcha.
If we get to the 200%. So that would be 2,000 compared to other ones, still pretty modest. But like I said, I understand that I'm a total unknown quantity.
Yeah, no, not totally.
Well, no, I think people are still starting adapting to Zoop.
Zoop is new. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairly new anyway.
Yeah.
That's
so
good, though, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like
it. You told us about your campaign, and we talked about the cheese. But what was the influence that got you?
Let's circle back. Is it time to circle back?
Are we going back to the cheese?
No. Yeah. When you were eating,
tell me what.
What was it that that sparked your interest in becoming a comic book creator?
Okay, so I mean, I My brother passed away, but my brother was 10 years older than me. He literally, the comics were in the house. The call is coming from inside the house. The comics were in the house before I was. Like I showed up to the house and the comics were already there. They were my brother's comics. So all my life I've had comics around me. So in the 90s, I wrote some indie comics. And I wasn't doing any of the art because I was, I thought, oh, it's not good enough to try out for. But I wrote. So I wrote, I was getting paid. But it was 90s indie comics. So imagine it was like a lot of Bad Girl stuff. So it wasn't what I really wanted to do. They were paying, but yeah. I wasn't really feeling it. So I just gave up. And then it also wasn't panning out for, you know, I would send to other publishers. Hey, I did all these issues of these sexy vampire comics, and they'd be like, "Yeah, yeah, you and everybody else." I mean, they weren't that impressed by my indie work. So then I just said, like, "No, never mind. I'm not going to do it." And so that was like must have been right around 2000. In 2016, DC Comics did the Writers Workshop. And of course I did not make it into that, but I got so excited thinking about, and I all I could do was think of like, oh, this is an idea. What if I did this? What if I structured it like that? That then when I got the rejection letter, I said, well, someone on Twitter actually said, which is so valid, that you don't need the validation of any editor or publisher so that you can make your comic. Just go make your comic. Like yeah, you don't need that. I mean, it's a hell of a drug when you get it. It's great, but you don't need it. You don't need it, especially in 2016 when there was Comixology and so many different things. In the 90s, it was like, well, what am I going to do? Just photocopy them? Like, you know, you either went through Diamond or you didn't have a comic. Like there wasn't much. Right. So then I started making a Good Age, and then like I said, that was 2016. 2016 elections happened, and I had all kinds of things to process. So I had lots of material for my comic.
Yeah. All right. Damn, man. And that's the thing. We talk about it sometimes, is that passion. It never goes away. Like you think you're over it. You think you're done. I'm good. I'm not doing this. And then something happens. You're like, it's like the mafia, bro. It pulls you back in. And all of a sudden you're writing comics and you're drawing comics. Yeah.
Really, if you enjoy it and you enjoy doing it, not doing it really is a detriment. Like you just feel better doing it. Everyone just go make your comic. Like
that's
you
it.
You don't need anybody to tell you that they need your comic. You need your comic.
Absolutely, man. So you have that comic book on Comixology. You're doing this. What else? What else you got going on? Anything else you're doing?
I mean, I'm getting back to Good Agent. I've just been under God, so I'm getting back to Good Agent. And then I have another one shot that I want to do. I'm going to see how this crowdfunding business goes.
Yeah.
If it goes well, if people are receptive and they want to get more, then I have something about mortality that I want to do. Something about saying goodbye to people.
Whoa. Yeah, no, that sounds good, dude. That sounds interesting. No, for sure. Hey, man, you gotta keep doing it, man. You gotta keep doing it. And for those watching, you know, sign up to Zoop. Make sure you pledge. Let's get Dan to that $1,000, maybe that $2,000 mark. Get that spine. You want to get that spine, man?
It's gonna look so much nicer.
It's gonna look nice.
Absolutely. It's gonna have all that. You're gonna find out where that design came from. Just as a hint, because people are gonna get so excited. Do you remember the old band? You guys may be too young. Do you remember the old band, The Outfield?
No,
I don't see you guys.
No. See you, young. I played outfield. Center field.
Anyway, if there's any olds watching, you want that spine because you want that square spine because you're gonna get the outfield reference.
All right.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Dan, listen, man, you're welcome back anytime, dude. So we could just talk more about Cafecito. We could talk about all that stuff.
That's it.
Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you. We really appreciate you waiting in the back room, you know, anxiously wanting to talk about your cheese. That was fun. But, dude, you got to come Cafecito.
Yeah, man, tell me. Tell me when you have a spot. I'll come right back. Hey, speaking quick Cafecito note. You don't need to put it up or anything, but just go look. One of those examples of an 11 by 17. Is Miles and the White Tiger having a cafecito at La Ventanita, at the little Sam, you know what I'm talking about? The little window there where you go get your
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
That's go to Borgerline Avenue, New Jersey. Yeah. You'll see them all the time.
In Miami too. And the lady's got the little metal cup there.
That one, right there.
It is. Oh, right there. Yes. Of course. Yes. Dan, are you going to do any shows? Are you going to be anywhere where we can actually physically meet you?
I would love to. I need to see how this whole COVID thing shakes out first. I know that it's over and everyone's fine, but I don't like to be an early adopter or even a middle adopter. I like to be a late adopter. So everyone get your you all do the update. I'll wait to hear the bugs.
You're just like me, brother. You're just like me. I said you do your thing. Your ear falls off.
I'm taking notes over here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely at some point I would love to do
look at that. Everybody supports. Grand
awesome,
Rapids.
Awesome.
Shit.
Dan, thank you so much for coming on, my brother. We'll definitely have you again. And then, just reach out if you need anything. We're here, man.
Thank you very, very much. And once again, thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate you making the space and making room for me on it. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anytime, buddy.
All right. And cheese.
Cheese.
Yes.
All right, my brother.
All right. So that was Dan. That was fun.
Awesome. Dan's a great dude. Yes. I'm going to run in a little bit because I got another show that I'm going to be on. Dispatches from Outside the Box. So once we're done here, guys, make sure you go over to the Raging 2 and check us out.
That's right, the Raging.
Yeah, that's tonight, 9 p.m.
Girls at the Raging.
In a few minutes, I'll be over there. But yeah, dude, that was awesome, man. That was awesome. Dan's a really, really cool guy. I like the concept, dude. It's different, you know. It's a good.
And that's why I love Indie Comics, man. Because there's so many ideas out there. There's so many stories to tell. And so many creators out there going out there and living their dream, and that's what it's about.
And you don't have to agree with it, but respect it. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. Let's just respect each other. You don't have to agree with it, but, respect what we're doing and we'll be all right. But my brother.
Danny Cookies, what's up, buddy? Scalera in the house.
What's up, buddy?
I'm hungry. Yes, I know. Cookies. Oh, man. Cookies. My mom, speaking of cookies, my mom, true story. My mom worked at the airport and she would come home every Fridays with these big cookies. I mean, they were huge. And so, there was four of us, right? Three boys and a girl. I loved the pecan cookies. My sister loved the white chocolate cookie. My brother loved the dark chocolate macadamia cookies. And my other brother loved the oatmeal. So we all had we never had to fight with each other because we all had our own set of cookies. They were huge, man. Oh, I love those. Because when you have boys, you can't give them all the same thing. Or you have to get doubles or triples of everything. But yes, that was another great episode of Cast the Craze. We talked about everything from government cheese to Bustelo coffee, espresso. It's great stuff. But check out Under God. It's on Zoop. Link is in the summary and it's also in the chat. And give it a shot. Recommend it to a friend. Share the link. And again, if you want to be a guest on Cast the Craze, all you have to do is hit us up and just hit the link in the summary because you don't really have to hit us up. Just go to the link and book yourself onto the show. But remember, if it's a Kickstarter show, you need to book in advance.
Yes.
Because the Kickstarter show is going forward in the month of June or pre-recorded. Yeah. So can I come on again and talk about cookies and comics? Absolutely,
come
man.
Mi casa es su casa.
There you go, Sam. Breaking down the Spanish.
Let's do it. We got to practice.
Yes.
But yes, my friends.
Yes, buddy. Anytime. The link is in the summary. Just hit that Calendly link and you can pick the date and time that works for you. Remember, we record on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Don't forget, sign up,
subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. Man.
Subscribe, recommend this to a friend. Don't forget, The Adventures of Wonder Duck is also going on, is live right now. So go ahead and check it out. And don't forget to sign up for The Nail in My Toilet. And remember, we talked about that if you back both campaigns, you get this magnet right here. Bam! Look how big this magnet is. A refrigerated magnet. It's dope. So with that said, let's see what we got here. We'll do anytime, brother. With that said, George has got to go. I'm Sam, the crazy man, Vera.
George, the Dreamer Medina.
And we are...
It's just easy. It's not.
Crazy. Acquiesce.
No, I was talking about my friend Laquise. I met him. Say my name. Say my name.
This is what you were thinking?
Oh, describe me. Listen, I'm the.
What? Catch the craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze.
You are listening to Catch the Craze.
This is Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
No. Candy girl.